Hey guys, it's Ashley here with Steve Kaufman. We have got a very special Netflix news report. So first, let me introduce myself. My name is Ashley Chaney. You can find us on the Netflix news panel every Sunday at 7 p.m.
And I'm Steve Kaufman. Find me on Twitter at Steve Kaufman, K-A-U-F-M-A-N-N. You can also find me on the Netflix news panel. Let's get into this news.
Yes, let's do it. We would be remiss to not talk about everything that's going on with Kevin Spacey right now, especially as it pertains to Netflix. So to recap any of you that might not know, news came out. This is all happening very rapidly. Anthony Rapp has accused Kevin Spacey of sexual assault when he was about 14 years old. So
1986, it was 31 years ago, he said that this happened. And most of the stories that are leading are a picture of Anthony Rapp, what he looked like when he was 14.
Yeah, he's a young-looking kid.
Yeah, he's a young-looking kid. Like, that's the important part of this story that's going to come back in full circle.
Right, it will, yes. So we're kind of backtracking here. So he accused Kevin Spacey of this unwanted sexual advances. Kevin Spacey responded and, in fact, did say, you know, oh, I don't remember. This was 31 years ago, so if I did do this, you know, it was absolutely unacceptable, and my apologies. So he made a statement, which we'll get to later on. Here, we have it right now. It's a big, long statement, but basically he says, you know, I'm so sorry. If this was in fact what happened, he doesn't quite remember. He apologizes, and it was inappropriate. He also used this as a prime time to come out as a gay man, which is really, really catching a lot of heat from celebrities.
I think
the gay community in general.
I think my summation of what Kevin Spacey said was the equivalent to, if this happened, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I was drunk. By the way, it didn't happen. Also, I'm gay.
Yeah.
Which, like, to be fair, was probably the only, like, PR-wise, was the, like, the one bullet he had in his gun left. Because he's led a very, very private life. That
he
it was
sure
something,
has.
Like, not incredibly well-known.
I think that it was sort of a silent unknown that everybody sort of just understood that he was sort of gay. Or not sort of gay, that he was gay, that he is gay, and then it's just sort of an unspoken thing. But the timing of when he chose to release this as public, sort of his coming out, I think has been hugely criticized and absolutely understandable, if you ask me, that people would be criticizing that this is the time of all that he chooses to come out with this news, sort of seems a little questionable.
Question. Do you think he, and I don't give us in the media or us as a general populace very much credit. I think 5 years ago, the end part, I'm gay, would have been the Chiron. And that would have been, like, I think he's playing into something that's a part of us that we would much rather talk about whether or not Kevin Spacey's gay, or whether or not we knew he was gay, or how we thought he was gay, and completely forget that there's a very serious allegation.
Well, absolutely, and that's actually come up in a lot of different news articles. For, you know, the day that the story broke, which was yesterday, you guys, this is all happening very fast, there were various headlines across multiple media outlets, some ranging from Oscar-winning actor Kevin Spacey is gay, lives his life as a gay man, to, you know, the real story here, which is that there are reports of child molestation, basically.
Or attempted child molestation. That's even worse.
Yeah,
because if it's attempted child molestation and it takes someone at the caliber of Anthony Rapp to say it and actually get heard,
right,
that's worse.
And
for him to not categorically deny that it happened,
right,
is the real concern of his statement, because he didn't say that does not strike me as something that is not something I can recall doing. That does not sound like something I would do.
Mm-hmm.
That is not something I would ever condone or think is acceptable. He didn't say that. He said,
sorry if I did. I was drunk and I don't remember.
Yeah, like it was 31 years ago. Things just happened.
Let's get to the statement from MRC and Netflix, which, if you guys haven't heard, as of today, they have decided to completely stop all production on House of Cards. This has huge implications for Netflix and our viewership, which we have after shows and big fans of the House of Cards show and also here on Netflix News. So the statement from the MRC and Netflix, they say, MRC and Netflix have decided to suspend production on House of Cards Season 6 until further notice to give us time to review the current situation and address any concerns of our cast and crew. Can you imagine getting this news? I mean, this story broke yesterday. We haven't even we've heard a response from Kevin Spacey, but it's not basically a total admission of guilt or anything to that. I mean, this hasn't even gone through legal processes
yet. You and
I
have worked on a lot of sets.
This
like,
is
but let's be real. If you and I worked on the House of Cards set, we would know what's really happening right now.
I don't know though, because I've worked on shows, huge shows. There was some legal stuff which I won't get into that happened on this Star Wars show that I was working on, and that was extremely tight-lipped, and none of us knew that anything that was going on. And I have to imagine it was a similar situation to this. Our production didn't even halt, but we did have a really big issue that was kept the most tight-lipped ever. So I imagine in my head this went a little something like, everybody heard sort of the news yesterday and they were kind of all like, oh, this is weird. And then they probably showed up to set thinking, okay, they're going to tell us something. Well, boom.
Well, we're talking about, this was the Tuesday news. The Monday news was that this is the last season.
Well, right.
So that there were people presumably last Friday who were going to work on season 6, mm-hmm. with the possibility that there's a 7, an 8, a 9, a 10, a spinoff. All that stuff that it was confirmed Monday in response to these allegations and this half-hearted,
that's the key word,
media manipulative apology.
That's the key word right there, though. Allegations, you guys. These are still allegations. Nothing's been confirmed. And I think we've kind of all jumped on board, especially in light of all the Harvey Weinstein stuff that's been going on, and all these, you know, accusations of unwanted sexual advances. Mm-hmm. I think I'm shocked at how swiftly they have directly decided to stop production because of this alleged assault. Now, I'm not giving merit to whether or not it happened. We don't know.
To get into speculation, I don't think they would stop production on a show unless something was directly related to that show outside of this allegation. That this allegation and then this half-hearted half apology.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it was a full-hearted half apology. But I think if those things happen and then they make a move to shut down production, there's something continually happening. That's my speculation. That's what it looks like to me, because I don't know.
I mean, I feel like they might be able to deal with these those sort of issues on a issue-by-issue basis.
Or at the very least, they don't like how Kevin they don't like what Kevin Spacey has been saying since this happened, because...
But since this happened, you guys, that's less than 24 hours
ago.
This is extremely rapid. I've never seen a network of this size and a production of this, stake. Like, there's a lot of stake in House of Cards. We've talked on Netflix News about how we feel like Netflix was, you know, cut its teeth on House of Cards. And this is an incredibly important show for the network. It just feels like incredibly swift action, if you ask me, for something that's, again, still an allegation. I also want to get to what Anthony Rapp has said. He gave a full interview. And you can read that entire article, but for now he has said, and we will go ahead and put a description, a link to that in our description box below so that you guys can read Anthony's full account of what happened with Kevin Spacey and also Kevin Spacey's reply. But Anthony Rapp tweeted today, "Everything I wanted to say about my experience is in that article, and I have no further comment at this time." I can imagine he must just be facing an absolute barrage of media attention.
Pretty much. And I don't want to say unwanted media attention, but definitely you don't move out here to... Anthony Rapp didn't move out here to be a celebrity. He moved out here to act. He's not...
Sure. Yeah.
He's not the celebrity type, or he definitely wouldn't have held on to this story for 31 years.
Which does beg the question, why? Why now? I mean, I know it's hard for any victims to come forward at any point in time. I wonder if he's felt empowered by everybody sharing their, even though it's female-based, but the Me Too stories. Is he feeling like now, if ever there was a time, it's now? I wonder if that played into his decision-making.
I wouldn't be shocked if it's a combination of that, plus the fact that we're at a time where people will actually... run with the story. Mm-hmm. Like, I would not be shocked if he has said this story before. And similar to Harvey Weinstein and all the terrible stories we've heard about him,
he just wasn't heard.
The response is, well, you know,
yeah,
he's Kevin Spacey. That's part of his process,
yeah,
if you will. And yeah, that we're finally at a precipice where somebody's going to say that, and we're going to believe you.
Right.
We're going to believe you, and we're going to invest it. Like, Netflix hasn't said anything other than we're going to investigate the allegations.
That's a huge leap of faith for this network that doesn't. I mean, Anthony Rapp's not even on the show. Mm-hmm. I mean, so it was a big move. I'm shocked by it, and I am, like many, I'm sorry that Anthony had to
get into the lighter speculation.
Let's hear it.
Do we think the Robin Wright character from House of Cards could have her? Do you think they could do the show with the Kevin Spacey, I don't know how far along they are in the season six, and they say they're halting the show as it exists currently. There's always been talk of spinoff before any of this happened.
Oh, they're already talking spinoff. There's already spinoff rumors that are getting stronger and stronger by the minute, and I think Netflix has definitely openly confirmed that those rumors are.
I think a show valid. Like a show like that needs a star up front, and the other two spinoffs that have been pitched don't seem to have like stars at star power. Whereas a Robin Wright as president,
I'd watch it.
An Underwood as Underwood as president, and the Kevin Spacey character, Frank Underwood, just gets assassinated by the end of season six, and then we spin off either into maybe the country falls into disarray, and she's like the president of a fragmented country.
Interesting.
Something like that, because the whole point of House of Cards, like, it's in the title, like, the whole thing should
fragile.
Fall.
Yeah,
like, the absolutely. Whole thing should fall apart. And if the whole thing falls apart, maybe we find her, like, after she falls from grace to, try to build her way back up. And does she have the same ruthlessness, or does she become more compassionate?
We shall see. I'm
available to write things, Netflix.
That is, you do bring up a good point, too, though. I would love to see what Robin Wright comes out with. I mean, it's so soon. Not many of the cast have had time to make public comments of reply yet. So we will definitely be keeping you guys posted. We will bring you more as the story unfolds. And definitely tune into Netflix News this Sunday, 7 p.m. We'll be going live. There might be updates on this Kevin Spacey story. I'm sure that there certainly will be. We'll be talking about other issues and implications that this news break has. Steve, where can people find you?
The people can find me on Twitter at Steve Kaufman. That is KAUFMANN. Pretty much Twitter.
You guys, thanks so much for tuning into this special report of Netflix News, but make sure you tune into our regular show, 7 p.m. right here on Sunday. We'll be back with more Kevin Spacey and other Netflix news. We'll see you guys later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.